Lessons from good hearts about to explore. Reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from good hearts about to explore. Reflections from life and so much more.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Mother Nature, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we try and learn beautiful lessons from Holy Quran. We try and reflect upon them. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning from today's episode. We'll be talking about beautiful verse from Surah Nisa. Which verse is this and what lessons are there? We'll find out in a bit, but let's make few good intentions before we proceed ahead. I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make this intention that you will watch this from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respective viewers, it's always a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen. Encourage them to watch because they will learn inshallah azzawajal and you will also get the reward if they act upon and learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Nisa, verse number 69. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa man yuti'illah wa ar-rasul فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Translation And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed grace. The prophets, the exceedingly truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous, and how excellent these companions are. Respected viewers, there was a Sahabi Rasul called Sayyidina Thoban radiallahu ta'ala, and he deeply loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And found it unbearable to be apart from him. He once visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his visage overcast by grief and sorrow. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, Why do you appear different today? He humbly replied, Neither illness nor any physical pain afflicts me. Accept this, that whenever I am apart, whenever I am far from you, then I get next level of grief and worry. And when I think about hereafter, then I get this worry that how will I get your vision there, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be at very high place, and even if with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am granted Jannah too, but how will I reach to that place where you will reside? Upon this very verse of the Holy Quran revealed. Look at the love of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan. They had the companionship of Mustafa Kareem Alayhi Salatu Wasalam in this dunya. The only desire they had that the fortune they have got in this dunya, they may have this also in Jannah. They can also have ma'iyat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, proximity, companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah too. This was their sole desire. Allahu Akbar Kabira. likes of Sayyidina Thoban radiallahu ta'ala an. Now, this verse gives them comfort that even there will be so many maratib, there will be so many levels where Anbiya and Rusul and then Imamul Anbiya, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will reside in Jannah. But yet, those that love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they will be granted this ability to get the proximity and ma'iyyat and companionship in Jannah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As mentioned in a hadith, part of that hadith is, person will be with whom he loves. Inshallah, in Jannah he will have this opportunity to be with that one who he loved in this dunya. Look at Sahaba Ikram and their love for having the rafaqat, ma'iyyat, companionship of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiallahu ta'ala and says that, at night I used to remain at the service of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I used to bring water of wudu and I used to remain present at the service of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. One day Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam asked me, son, ask, I said, أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, I need your companionship in Jannah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, is there anything else other than this? I said, this is my desire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then help me in this matter through excessive sujood. Subhanallah, subhanallah. On the occasion of Uhud war, Ummi Ammara radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please pray that we serve you in Jannah. At that time, he alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for her husband and for her sons. Like, Allah make them all my rafiq, my companion in Jannah. Sayyidatuna Ummi Ammara said this all her life. After this dua, any biggest calamity befalls, Allahu Akbar, I am not concerned. Look at this, respected viewers of Madani Sharif, because they knew that I will have the companionship of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim in Jannah. These were Sahaba Ikram. These were Sahabiyat. This was their wish and this was their desire, that in this dunya they remain at the service of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and they wanted to be at the service of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah also. Now let me tell you, the Imam of the devotees of Prophet Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an Mu'adhdini Rasul, when he was about to pass away, now his wife, she was saddened and she said, alas, grief. He radiallahu ta'ala said, wow, what a great moment of happiness that tomorrow we will meet our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions alayhim ridwan. So the wife, she is worried and concerned and saddened that my husband is passing away, whereas Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and finds that moment that because of this death, I will have wasl, I will have, subhanallah, ma'iyyat, rafaqat, companionship. I will meet my beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim and the companions alayhim ridwan. Allahu Akbar. This was their iman. This was their faith. This was their yaqeen. And this was their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala, and when he got ill, Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they came to inquire after his health. When they noticed that because of this illness, the Sahabi Rasul will pass away, then said, you be happy. Tomorrow you will meet your most beloved personalities, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. So Sahaba Ikram, they were giving him comfort with these words, Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this tells that the Sahaba Ikram, this is their wish, they used to have this wish. In this dunya, they got this sharaf, this honor that they were at the service of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa taslim. They had this sharaf and honor being the companion of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they wanted to meet Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam and their companions in Jannah also. We pray that because of these pious personalities, may Allah also give us, grant us this opportunity and ability that we also have the proximity of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim and Sahaba ikram and such pious personalities in Jannah too. In this verse, the word Siddiqeen has come. Who are Siddiqeen? They are the true followers, Muttabi'een of Anbiya and Rusul. Those they follow truly prophets and messengers of Allah, they are called Siddiqeen. And they remain upon this with ikhlas, with sincerity. Shuhada are those they give their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salihin are those, they are the pious ones. Those they fulfill rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haqqul ibad, they fulfill the both. And their apparent and hidden actions, both are pure and pak. So if someone wants to attain the companionship of Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, then the beautiful and one of the biggest means to get that companionship, the method has been made here. What is that? Complete ita'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Following Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in your apparent and hidden, in seclusion and in public, in your aqaid, beliefs, in your ibadat, worship, in your matters, mu'amalat, adab, akhlaq, manners, state of your heart, halal and haram, in all these matters, one should follow the true teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if one does that, insha'Allah azza wa jal, what will happen? They will get the companionship of these pious ones, insha'Allah azza wa jal, in Jannah. So what does Quran says? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. The one who does itaat of Allah, commandment of Allah, and his Rasul, messenger. This is what is desired. So what will happen, insha'Allah azza wa jal? They will get the in'am, they will get that reward, that they will get the company, Allahu Akbar, of whom? Amongst those will be Anbiya, amongst those will be Siddiqeen, amongst those will be Shuhada and Salihin. And then how beautifully Quran talks about وَحَسُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and how excellent these companions are. So respected viewers of Manishal, we learned from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that if we want to have this excellent companionship, if we want to have the ma'iyyat and rafaqat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all we have to do is the ita'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. And the ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's also very much important. We should obey the commandments of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. What are those commandments? Commandments are that we should not miss salah. 5 daily prayers, they are fard. We shouldn't miss a single. The fasting for Ramadan is fard. We have to fast. It is obligatory. It is hukum of Allah, order of Allah. We have to abide by the orders of Allah. And then if Hajj is fard upon us, yet we haven't performed, we should do Hajj. Zakah is fard upon us. We must give zakah. Respectively, anything which is fard upon us, obligatory upon us, it is a command of Allah and His Messenger, we should not miss that. On top of that, we should also avoid sinning, we should avoid haram acts, we should protect our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our hands, we should protect all our body parts committing sins. We need to do ittiba of Rasulullah in each and every best manner possible, because that is the best role model for us to follow. Once we live our life like this, then inshallah we will be able to behold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Inshallah we will have the rafaqat, we will have the ma'iyyat, we will have the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proximity of Aqa Kareem alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah to inshallah. That's all for today. We'll be back with another topic, another verse of the Holy Quran, another lesson. And inshallah, we'll reflect upon. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Qur'an, about to explore, reflections from life, and so much more. lessons from Quran, about to explore, reflections from life, and so much more.